Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Grant LaBeouf is here. Grant has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's one of the top experts in the galaxy on digital marketing, the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD. That'll give you a little bit of a tip about where he's from. He's the author of Digital Selling, How to Use Social Media and the web to generate leads and sell more. We could all use a little bit of that help, right? And joining us all the way from London, about 15 miles from the Soho doorway, and he's our good friend. Grant, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Nice to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, Grant. Thank you so much for being here. So I was telling the audience, I was asking them the question before you got here in my introduction of your appearance, that Every one of us should think about what is the image. And you know, as we all know, as we've tried to say here on the show many times, branding, you got to think about the ding in branding, right? And whenever someone thinks about your company, when they imagine your company, when it pops into their head before they even get to you online or in person, there's a ding that goes off. And what is that ding? That ding is the proposition that they think you present to them, the viability, the relevance. What is that? Is it fancy? Is it fast? Is it helpful? Is it unhelpful? Is it expensive? Is it free? And all of us have to think about whatever that is. None of those words I used were derogatory. It may be what you want it to be, but what if what you're presenting to people isn't what you want it to be, right? Grant, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. You're so right. And I mean, the thing is that when you've got your brand, what a brand essentially is what does that brand mean to your audience, to your target market? And understanding how you're perceived by your audience and your marketplace is absolutely vital. And like you said, you know, where do you lie in relation to your competitors? What's the reason why people should come to you? What is it that you do that's compelling for the target market that you're aiming at? These are the sort of questions that you've got to consider. And it's very, very important, actually, to look at yourself through your customer's eyes. When I consult with businesses, one of the things that we do is look at the company through the customer's eyes. And it's amazing how few companies do that. And it's really important to understand what's your customer perception of your offering, because obviously that allows you to refine it and make it more compelling for your marketplace.
Well, and the one of the old 20th century terms that we used to use all the time that really still has validity. It's in a different place right now. It's in the hierarchy of needs and expectations of customers. It's down the list a little bit, but it's value proposition. What is the value proposition? Yeah. That's value. What is your value to customers? That's still important, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's absolutely vital is to ask yourself, what is the value proposition? In other words, when a customer comes and interacts with me, and whether it's, like you said, whether it's free or whether they're paying a lot of money for it or you're a mid-market business, doesn't matter. But when a company interacts with me, what is the value they get? And it's really, really important for a business to be able to articulate that in a really succinct way. You know, this is the value that we give our customers. Bang. And there it is in just a few words. And if you haven't got that focus, it's very hard to be able to market yourself and communicate well with your audience.
And one of the things that happens sometimes to some companies is they wander around in that weird world, that perilous environment called free stuff, giving stuff away. Really have to be careful about that, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, look, there's exceptions to any rule. But as a rule of thumb, the problem with giving things away for free is it devalues what you do. So I'll give you an example. If you are a consultant, if you're a business advisor in some way, whether that's a lawyer or whatever it is, an accountant, you give some sort of business advice. I always say to people, don't give advice away for free. Because once you say, oh, I'll give you an hour's consultancy for free, or I'll give you a day's consultancy for free, I know the idea is try it before you buy it. But the problem with that approach is you devalue what you do. You're asking someone to pay for something that they've already had for nothing. And that devalues what you do. So I would say package something up free, which doesn't devalue what you do in your actual self, you know, that you actually sell. So, for example, if you're a business advisor, don't give away consultancy for free. Maybe do a free 20-minute webinar so someone can try and get a taste of what you're about. Mm-hmm. But don't actually give away free what you do, because that often devalues it.
Well, that's exactly right. And you just have to be careful when you wander around in that kind of world. Sometimes I give a lot of books away. If I meet somebody or whatever, I'll autograph a book and I'll give it to them. And I'll tell them, I hope you like it, but if you don't, at least you got your money's worth. Well, if you give stuff away, you know, you have to make sure that they feel like they've got your money's worth, which was value, right? You want them to find some kind of value. And so if you wander around in free, you've got every time, if there's one thing that the marketplace is, it's quid pro quo. And that is, I get something, you get something. And if you give free, if you give something away for free, you better be really good at what you're going to get out of that. Because otherwise, all you've done is you've told the other person that you don't value your product or your services very much. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think the other thing is if you're going to, I mean, my thing is don't give away your core service for free. And the other point is that if you are going to give something away for free, you're right. Understand where the value in it is. But also understand where it takes the customer along the buying journey. In other words, you're not just giving away something for free and you never see them again. You're giving away something for free to develop some sort of relationship so they buy other things from you. So Understand where that fits into your customer buying journey. So at least when you're giving something, there's value in it, but it makes sense in terms of the customer purchase journey.
Well, and maybe even, and I did what you talked about. I broke through it as a consultant years ago. And I didn't give things away, but I did meet them. It is important for people, if you're at that one-on-one level in the marketplace, it is important for people to feel like they're comfortable with you. But I would buy them lunch instead of giving something away for free. That they can find out over a meal whether they like you or not. Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's joining us all the way from England, from London, downtown. His book is called Digital Marketing. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk about how to hold your price.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.